We're going to turn milk into a hard plastic nearly as strong as stone. First, we need one warm cup of milk. I went ahead and heated mine up in the microwave for 30 seconds and then measured off the correct amount. The second item we need is 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. Basically, for every cup of milk you use, add 1 tablespoon of vinegar and you can make a much larger batch. Once the vinegar is added, you'll need some make a serious stirring action. Go ahead, get angry at the milk and show it what for. Do this until little chunks start appearing. This stuff is called casein, and it makes up most of the proteins found in milk. When we extract it, we're actually able to use it to form our plastic-like substance. Now that we have a chunky glass of vinegar and milk, I'm going to strain the casein away from the liquids left in the glass. Shake it all out and try and drain away as much liquid as you possibly can. We want the curds to be very dry. What you're left with is a gooey and malleable substance that we can shape into any form we want before it dries. Take a couple paper towels, dump it on top, and drain it a bit more. You want to get this as dry as possible, as I said before. Fold it over a few times and press down around the casein. Now it's time to mold. Keep in mind we can make this almost any shape we want. In this case, we made the substance into the shape of a rectangle just for testing purposes. If you want to form flat shapes, use cookie cutters to make them, or even make your own mold. Did someone say milk sword? Once the casein was packed into the nice little brick, we let it dry for about 2 days. Now you're not necessarily going to need that much time, it's going to depend on how big your mold is. The final product was nearly unbreakable by hand and about as hard as a rock. In fact, the only way I was able to break it was with a hammer and a few well-placed swings. So it really comes to no surprise that back in the early 1900s, this stuff was used to make pens, knife handles, even billiard balls. Of course, we have plastic now, so it's not as popular these days. If you enjoyed this quick kitchen science video, check out a few more here, and we'll see you next time.